Well, good morning on this beautiful Pentecost Sunday morning. What a joy it is to come and celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit that God gave to all, and we are grateful for that. You've heard me talk sometime about the Lord's Prayer, and especially at the end of this little thoughts and prayers that we come together, the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer that we speak at the back or the end of this particular service is the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. And I think you heard me say, at least I try to let everybody know, that I think that the true Lord's Prayer is in John chapter 17. And why do you say that, preacher? It's sometimes referred to that as the real Lord's Prayer. And Jesus prays for himself, for his original disciples, and for all future disciples. You know who that is? That's you and me. Isn't that wonderful to know that Jesus prays for us? Now, he knew that his hour had arrived, and Jesus asked the Father to glorify him in this prayer so that he may glorify the Father. Jesus, being obedient, endured the cross, and the Father raised him from the dead, the divine plan that will be implemented as a result in the glory for both the Father and the Son. So the Son, Jesus, has authority to give eternal life. Defined in this prayer in John 17, that a personal relationship with the only true God as revealed by Jesus Christ. Jesus has glorified the Father by completing his assigned work here on earth. And now Jesus in his prayer asks the Father to restore the glory that he enjoyed before creation and prior to that humiliation incarnation of the cross. So Jesus now prays for his original disciples who will become the foundation stones of the church. He has revealed the Father to them, and they had accepted this revelation. Now Jesus prays for them, because he is returning to the Father, and they are remaining here on this earth. So he prays for their spiritual protection, so that they may be unified. Such unity results in abundant joy, as we know that Jesus is praying for us. And then next he prays for escape from the world, but protection from the evil one as they endured the world's hatred. Finally, he's praying that they would grow in holiness and truth in order that their mission here in this world would succeed. And you might be surprised to learn that Jesus also prays in this prayer in John 17 for you, for me, and all future disciples.
Wow.
He prays that we will be one, just as the Father and the Son are one. This unity will provide a powerful witness to the world concerning God's saving plan. You know, he has a plan, and we need to follow that plan. Jesus also prays that we will see his future glory, indicating that the story does not end until we join Jesus in the new heaven and the new earth.
Wow,
that's awesome. But in the meantime, we should hold on to Jesus, to his revelation of the Father and of the Father's love for us. Well, that's an amazing thing. It is that we will get to experience the very love the Father has for the Son and for his creation. One aspect of Jesus' prayer is answered when we let God love us. So what is love? I'm going to give you a little devotional next week in the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers about love. Love is a very important thing, and we are coming together now at the 11 o'clock service in person, and I hope and pray that you will be with us in person sometime soon. And there's things changing. The guidelines are changing. Sometimes the guidelines are confusing, but they're changing. And we'll keep on keeping on and trying to do the best that we know how to do. We thank you for all the prayers that we have that come in. We mention them aloud when we can, and I don't have any specific prayers today except for praying for the church for this Pentecost season, praying for the revival that we need. And we lift up all the people in our prayer list and our prayer requests. You can find them on the bulletin and click on the bulletin on the online service. And I ask and challenge you that you nose around into the online service and all the things. You can click on the Big Bethel United Methodist on the top, and it'll take you to what Phil calls a resource page. And this Pentecost Sunday, I think you will find it interesting with all the information that you can get from that particular part. But we listen to prayers, we listen to people cry out, we listen to the politicians, we listen to everybody. So one thing I know for sure, that the world needs to pray. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a very good prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will forgive their land and heal their land. We're in desperation of a good healing in this country. But you see, the best part of 2 Chronicles 7:14 is repentance. We need to repent and then come before the Lord with a prayer. Repentance is so important. It simply means that we change our heart, change the way we do things, and we repent and ask God for the forgiveness of our sins. And He is very faithful to do that. So with that this morning, I hope and pray that you're doing well. And this is the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples. When they were in ministry on this earth, and just like us, Jesus was all God and all human, and He was all things. And being that He was also human, He got tired, like the disciples got tired after a whole day of ministry and would stop for the day, build a fire, and eat a little bit of fish over the fire, and then Jesus would disappear. And one of the disciples said, "Lord, why do you go away after we eat?" And He laughed a little bit. He said, "You know, I'm tired. I'm physical in this body too, and I get tired. But the more important thing is, I want to talk to Daddy." "Talk to Daddy? You mean the Father?" "Yeah. Can we talk to the Father?" He said, "You sure can. I'm going to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. And here it is. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Pray that you're having a good day this Pentecost Sunday, and hope to see you in church soon in person. We love you. God bless.